Hello.
What's so funny, bitch? Nothing. First of all, no, fuck you. What's so funny?
Nothing. See how I'm in it? I didn't even do nothing.
I just said hello. What is it, because I sounded like a newscaster? I was like, hello and welcome to the evening news.
I think we should have a slot on Fox News.
What would we talk about?
How the libs are going to vaginify the world.
Yeah, and I'm...
That's our goal.
Yeah. Anyways, hello. Pause for laughter. And welcome. Pause for laughter.
Coming from New York in front of a live studio audience.
So another episode of Gay Screaming. I guess we're back from, like, our little holiday break. Was it little? Probably not. But we're still around, so, like, it's more consistent than it has been.
So true.
Anyways, I'm your host, Charlie, and I'm joined by my other host.
My name's Jared.
And, yeah, how are you guys this week? Anyways, so, how are you?
I'm good. I'm still on Twitter. 2023 has not gotten me out of there yet.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but, you know, we're making progress.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. I don't know. I'm just kind of tired, you know. Work's been very physically laborious the last week and a half,
I'd say. You're a bodybuilder now.
Yeah, I could bench some presses and,
You could definitely... That's the whole sentence.
I'm like, go on! I can definitely what? But yeah, no, I'm good. I'm here. I'm off Twitter. Unlike Jared.
Mm-hmm. One of us made progress.
It feels different not to have it there all the time, to just like endlessly scroll through, because I already wasn't using it for like the last month.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally got rid of it mainly because I got tired of seeing all this anti-trans stuff on there on the daily, and like Elon Musk and libs of TikTok now basically working hand in hand together is just like, it's enough for me to bow out.
Yeah,
like I'm done. It's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will say about Tumblr, it kind of feels on so many posts that you'll see reblogged, you'll see at least one username that has dash deactivated and all those numbers after it.
Yeah,
and I'm just kind of like, oh wow, Tumblr's kind of like a graveyard.
It literally is. I mean, people are just reblogging old posts that have been made years ago.
Yeah, it does kind of feel empty there. Now that I've been back for a little bit, I'm like, oh, wow, interesting. Oh, are you okay. Opening yours?
Wow, yeah, I just checked Tumblr, and my boyfriend texted right as I did.
Oh, wow.
I thought, I think so.
Yeah.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah, but it's...
So, 2023.
Yeah.
I already did a tweet.
You did? I haven't seen it, because, you well, know, again, not on Twitter.
We'll get to it. So, basically, I'm not going to make it, like, resolutions. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to be a different person. New year, new me. Because I think that's bullshit a little bit.
What? Can I make a request?
Yeah.
I need, like, your tweets, you know, like, officially recognized in this household. So every time you send out a tweet, I need you to screenshot it and send it to me. Just so I know what you said.
Okay. That's fair. Let me go back and do some retroactive.
It'll be, like, our text messages will be, like, the Library of Congress or whatever. But, like, for your tweets.
Right.
I think that's legendary.
Only original tweets or retweets too?
No, only the original.
Okay, so...
Retweets, you can get anywhere. I mean, fuck, they're giving them around on the corner.
So, we're gonna go ahead and have you read along with the class today.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, because I'm sending you the tweet. The tweet reads as follows.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, I was reading it, wasn't I?
Oh, I just meant read along with the class.
Oh, got it. Because
I sent it to you, and I'm reading it off my phone.
Oh, okay. I see. Hold on. Give me a second.
It's been a while since Charlie's been in school.
Yes, it has been a while since I've been in school. Do I regret it? Anyways.
No, you're probably on the right track with that. So, goals for 2023. Attend and present at first academic conference. So, I learned this year, last year. 2023 mm-hmm. is a new year. I learned last year.
Did you know that Selena's dead too?
Who? Selena Gomez?
No, the other one.
Oh, the one that's been dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yolanda got her.
Yeah.
Lock her up. So, I learned that professors have these events. Colleges technically put them on. Professors are like the ones that are the main clientele. But they have these events where they basically just like network. I'm putting air quotes around that. It's a lot of LinkedIn type shit.
Like with professors for each other?
Or... yeah, because they like, okay, so say like there's a conference going at my college this year that I'm going to be attending. All professors from a bunch of different colleges across the country meet up and they just talk about things because they want to hear each other talk.
This scares me because I'm worried it turns into like professor orgies.
That is not what I meant. I just meant they're a little bit conceited.
Oh.
Which is fine because like same. So in order to build my like CV or resume or whatever that I'm going to need if I'm going to be teaching, I need to be going to these conferences and presenting at them. And so, yeah, so I'm going to be going to the conference and presenting my sociolinguistics paper because that's the only paper that I've written that's decent enough to present at a conference. And we'll see how that goes. So that's one of my goals. The other one is get a paper or article published. That would be fun. And then I need to figure out a plan for my master's project because I'm going to be graduating either 2024 or 2025, and that's going to happen very quick. So I need to figure out something for my last two semesters. Save up money for a vacation with my boyfriend. My boyfriend loves traveling, and I'm poor. And the last one is just practice following my intuition instead of resisting it. I have a bad habit of getting the gut feeling and then being like, nah, it's okay. And then everything goes wrong. So we're just not going to do that anymore.
This is why you gotta trust your gut, kid.
Is that a reference?
No. Okay. This is just me sounding like me.
Yeah. What are your goals for 2023?
I didn't write them down this year. But I did have like, well, first, the last few times I've written down resolutions and things like that, things just go absolutely wrong. The main time I'm thinking of was for 2020. I had a whole list of shit that I was gonna do in Berkeley before I moved back to California, or not to California, to Southern California.
And then you writing that list created the pandemic.
A little bit, actually, I feel like.
The feel power like, that you have.
My power, I'm just so like, ugh. Anyways. I had written like a whole cavalcade of things that I was gonna do up there, things I was gonna see, and even like responsibilities I was gonna take care of up there so I could be good down here. And COVID just ruined
everything,
all of that. So I've been, I think last year or the last few years, but I was just like, what the fuck am I gonna make a resolution for? Everything, we can get so fucked in like the next 5 minutes. What do I care?
Yeah,
you know. But now that I'm a little less worried about getting fucked every 5 minutes, I think not necessarily like working out per se, but like maybe just taking care, a little better care of my body.
Not your fitness era.
No, definitely not like in a fitness sort of way, but like.
No, you're going to be like those people on TikTok who are like, I used to be 150 pounds, and they look fine, and then it's like, and then I got shredded, and then they look horrible.
Yeah. No, I'm talking just, like, getting the right amount of sleep, like, making sure to do, like, skincare routines, maybe putting in a vegetable or two every now and then.
Are you eating a vegetable? Dude,
shut the fuck up. I eat fruits.
You know that I'm the same way. Oh, this is a joint drag. I also eat fruits, but a vegetable... I put mushrooms in things sometimes.
I can't.
Pizza.
I hate mushrooms on pizza. I hate a lot of things that aren't pepperoni on pizza.
Cries.
but yeah, I think definitely like just taking a little better care of myself is one of them, because I don't want to look gross looking when I'm older. You know, I want to, when I'm 40, I want people to be like, you're like 32, right? And I want to be like,
yeah, I am. 32 for the 10th time.
Yeah, exactly. What are you trying to say? I look like 32 now?
No, that's just what white moms say when they want to act younger than they are. And you're a white mom for all intents and purposes.
The white moms in question.
Are the white moms in the room with us?
It's me. I'm the white mom. That was that really the only goal I came up with in actuality? But I think that's still a good goal all around.
I don't think you need to have a long list, you know? It's just like,
what's oh, no, right there now? Was one other thing, but I'm not saying that on here.
Oh, you said drama.
No, it's like a good thing about myself. Something Ooh. I'm, if you get what I'm alluding to.
Poom poom?
Yeah. I just did like the weirdest motions to Jared to get it.
It was giving, I don't know sign language, and I'm gonna get a job as an ASL interpreter so that I can make bank.
Did I ever tell you about the first time I went to a gay bar?
No.
Okay.
You're like, Tom's house is broken.
No, there's a point to this.
Okay. Me trying to tell a story.
So it was in Berkeley. The bar was technically in Oakland.
Okay.
It was called the White Horse. It was like, I don't want to say rinky dink, but like, it's not like the fanciest of places, but I okay. didn't need to be, you know, it was just like yeah. a bar.
Yeah.
It was a gay bar. Mm-hmm. And the crosswalks had like the sidewalks painted to match the flag and everything. It was mm-hmm. pretty cute. Anyways, my first night there, I'm downing some drinks. And then there are these two older people next to me. I forget their names already, but those two were like genuinely some of the nicest people I have ever met.
And you don't even remember their names.
No, which is really disappointing. But I was also very drunk that night.
Okay.
It was a gay man and a lesbian woman.
Okay.
And they were ASL interpreters.
Oh, okay.
And they were making bank.
Well, yeah, that's the reason.
The guy was like, I've interpreted for Obama, Lady Gaga, so on and so forth, and, and I was just like, he drove me home too. He had a nice ass car.
Okay,
but yeah, you can make bank off doing it.
Your version of name dropping. So I met the ASL interpreters that had worked for Obama, Lady Gaga. They had a nice car.
Listen, I don't know a lot of people, but the people I do know, I gotta drop them.
My circle small, but we crazy.
I'm gonna call them up when I have like a beef, like I need fight crew to bring along or whatever.
And they're gonna be in the background doing all the sign language.
Yeah, they're gonna be interpreting the fight.
You yeah, know, because so it's gonna be like pow, and they're gonna be, you know, doing the language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Not interesting. Exactly.
Not interesting.
I mean, I'm sure. As far as goals though. I'm sure I'll think of them as the year goes along, because I've kind of also, I'm like, oh, wait, I'm growing up now, like, actually.
Yeah, we're old, unfortunately.
Like, it dawned on me the other day, I was just like, oh, I'm not a kid anymore. Like, I'm just really not, and that sucks, you know, to admit to myself finally, but I'm just like, oh, youth is fleeting.
Yeah. I had that existential crisis on my 25th birthday, because I was like, well, I'm halfway through my 20s, and I don't have anything that I want done. So, you could say I'm doing great.
Yeah. I mean, 5-year-old me thought 25-year-old me was going to be in a completely different place, but 5-year-old me also didn't know that
anything about the world.
Anything was coming either.
Right.
You know? Like, we had just lived through 9/11. Like, that was only the beginning.
You talk about it like that was, like, your life-defining moment. You're, like, a 5-year-old smoking cigarettes being like, oh, 9/11. the second plane hit and I lost all hope. I remember sipping my baby bottle, and the news said the Twin Towers are going down.
No, but like, okay, that's not what I meant. Because
this whole segment is just gonna be Charlie laughing hysterically.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember 9/11.
Why would you? You were five.
It happened when we were four.
That's worse. Why would you remember that?
Yeah, because I remember I was five when I started kindergarten, as one is, mm-hmm. and that was in 2002.
Mm-hmm. My only memory when I was five is one time my mom was late picking me up from kindergarten, and for some dumb reason... This happened frequently in my childhood. We love trauma. But for some reason, my mom was like, I'm going to go pick up my grandpa. Like, my grandpa, her dad. She's going to go pick up her dad, and then my sister, and then me last. My sister was in high school at this point. So you're going to go pick up the old man, and then the high schooler, and then the kindergartner who doesn't know where you are, and you're, like, an hour late. And the teacher's like, oh, I can't stay with you. You know, me being an unsupervised child, well, I was supervised, but they were, like, trying to figure out where my mom was, so they were distracted. I ran out into the middle of the street, like a five-year-old does when they're scared. And my mom almost ran me over, because she pulled up right as I was running out in the middle of the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was get in the car now.
Yeah, and then obviously she yelled at me and was upset, yeah. Because, you know, it's my fault that I was scared and didn't know what was going on.
And not hers for being an hour late.
Exactly. But, you know, that's literally the only memory I have as a five-year-old. I don't remember anything else from when I was that young.
My sister and I would guilt trip my parents so hard whenever they forgot. Because there was a few times I feel like my dad genuinely forgot. Mm-hmm. It, or
he was like, I don't have kids. What are you talking about?
And then, or times that they were just late, like, they would pick us up and we'd be bawling, being like, you guys hate us! That's why you didn't want to pick us up, because you hate us and you never want to see us again. We were putting on a show. I mean, we were genuinely not feeling those feelings. Oh, so it's on, is what you're saying.
I'll get the ASL interpreters right now.
They're on my side, bitch.
I don't know. Okay. I feel like I'm pretty persuasive.
Your fight crew. Go. My
fight crew?
Go. It's me versus you. Who are you bringing?
Wait, so are the teams based on random people that we've met one time and then have never seen again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
Those are the rules.
Let me think about it. Probably this one straight guy that I hooked up with a few years ago. Straight, you know, air quotes. Because he was very beefy, and I feel like he could...
Was that the one on the phone?
Yeah. The one who was like, yeah, I'm fucking a hot blonde. And I was like...
Yeah.
I'm the hot blonde. And then...
The gag is he's not blonde.
Yeah. I was at the time.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, so he wasn't lying then.
He was kind of lying. Because he was like, you know, hot blonde, big tits,
oh.
Fucking her pussy. I'm like, I'm a man.
I mean, like, two of the three, you know?
Yeah, honestly. Two truths, one lie. That's what he's doing. Yeah, he's playing a game.
Exactly. It's their fault for not knowing.
And then probably the lady at the DMV that was helping me get my ID replaced when I had to get the new updated ID. Because she was ruthless and she was nasty to me. So I feel like she'd be good in a fight.
Okay. I would go with...
You're ditching your ASL interpreters?
No. They're for sure coming, both of them.
So it's more than two?
You had, like, four people!
What do you mean?
On your crew!
I only named two!
Oh.
You said the ASL interpreters were yours, so I was like, okay, and then I said the DMV lady and the guy I hooked up with years ago.
I thought there was more than that for some reason.
Oh my god. We're doomed, y'all.
I mean, you know, I can't... It's a fight crew. I have to bring at least five to six.
Five to six?
Yeah.
Well, now I gotta think of more for me. Okay, you do that. You go ahead and say your list. I'll be ruminating on this.
Okay, for sure, the ASL interpreters. for sure this really cute Pizza Hut driver that I had one time. I still think about him to this day. That man was so cute. I just feel like he'd back me up because he's probably, like, ready to fight for me, you know? Let's see. That's three. Four, this lady I cut in line once for, like, a food truck.
Okay.
I was, like, 16. I did it accidentally, and she genuinely wanted to fight me. Okay. So, like, I know she could fight.
Uh-huh.
That's four. Let me do one more. Liz Gillies, because I know she can scrap.
Yes. Okay. I'm too lazy to think of people, so I'm sticking with my two. But I just thought about this because I saw it on my notes app. You stole.
Shut up! No, okay! Leave me! It was an accident! So, I would never, okay, so I have never stolen before in my life.
Before is the key word there.
Until this very moment, and I feel horrible about
it. No, what had happened was, we walked into the grocery store, and Charlie went through a class change. Charlie decided to switch from summoner to thief. And Charlie was, you know, minding their business, getting the groceries, and just casually, when we go to check out, you know, the corkscrew just conveniently doesn't get put on the little conveyor belt. And, you know, it just stays in the cart and goes to the end. And it's, like, conveniently hidden in the top area where you can't really see it. And, yeah, nobody noticed. And then I noticed. I saw the whole time. I knew what was going on. And I mentioned it. And Charlie was just like, oh well. And then we walked out. You
were there. You were an accomplice.
I was a paladin. I was trying my best to get you to put it on the conveyor belt, and you said,
No. That is myths, truths, false advertisements, fake news.
I should work for an advertisement agency at this point.
This is how it actually went.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the grocery shopping, right? We're getting what we need for the night, and I'm like, oh, we're having champagne, I should probably get the corkscrew, because one would think you need the corkscrew to open the champagne, right? One would think.
If my hypothesis is correct.
So anyways, we get everything we need to get, and then we get in the line, and I'm putting everything on the conveyor belt, and I think I've put everything there, and I hear Jared and Matt behind me, like, mumbling and grumbling, and I'm like, what are those two on about, right?
They were not mumbling and grumbling.
All I heard was, Charlie, right? And so, like, I'm paying for everything, the lady doesn't even notice, I didn't even notice, we bag everything up. And then Jared leans into my ear and he's like, you just stole. And I was like, what? And you point out the corkscrew. And I was like, oh, I was too late now.
So you admit it. You know you stole before we walked out and you still didn't pay for it.
What was I supposed to do? Go back?
Yeah, just be like, oh, you forgot to scan this.
Big whoop.
That's where the class change comes in. You became a thief and you were okay with it.
They could afford to lose a corkscrew. It's overpriced anyways.
You notice how this tone shifted? It went from, I didn't do anything, I didn't even know, to, well, they didn't need it. They could afford it. The Twin Tower was hit. I was 5 years old with the bottle in my hand and the cigarette in the other. And my mother said, the Pentagon's next. And you know what? The Pentagon was next. I'll steal again.
The gag is, we didn't even need the corkscrew from the champagne. It was a twist to open.
So you stole for no reason. Wait. Oh, it wouldn't be on the receipt. Never mind.
No, yeah.
I was going to be like big brain for a second, but I forgot I'm an idiot. I was going to be like, you should just go return it and get the money.
Mm.
But it's not on the receipt, so they would just be like,
they'd probably give me, like, store credit of a dollar, maybe less, pennies.
I don't think they would give you anything. They'd just be like, if you don't have a receipt that shows that you bought this, we're not returning it.
Mm, I guess. But yeah, so I'm a criminal now. Right, I'm right, among the ranks of, some may say, Catwoman.
She wants to be a Phantom Thief so bad.
She walked so the Phantom Thieves could run.
I don't know about all that, considering you ain't even finished that game.
I have! You haven't even finished that game!
I never said I was a Phantom Thief. If anything, I'm... What's the name of that ability? Doors of Hades! That's me.
Yeah. Just that single ability.
Yeah. The one. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Pussy power.
That's your ability?
Yeah.
How much SP does it cost?
It costs zero because the best thing in life are free.
You literally just openly said, my pussy is free. Anybody could have it. No! On live television in front of a studio audience. Wait. I gotta... Okay. Go speak about something.
What do I need to speak about?
I don't know. Just say something to fill the void while I find the sound.
So I wasn't necessarily saying that, like, my pussy is free. Like, I think that was just, like, one interpretation of the story, you know, like... I think you can interpret it multiple ways, because I never necessarily said that, you know, okay, so, like, the move is called pussy power. That doesn't necessarily mean, like, it has to do with my pussy. It just is, like, the power of pussy, you know? So, like, say, for example, Pokemon, right? You send out your Salamence, for example. And you use Dragon Dance, and it gets a stat boost. It gets increased attack, it gets increased
speed. Okay, I'm going to interrupt you real quick because you're going on a tangent. So, this is what happened as soon... The studio audience reacted, and this is what they said as soon as Charlie was like, oh, my pussy is free.
I thought it was going to be, boo! Your pussy stinks! Okay, but yeah, so you get the stat boost. And so, like, if I were to use pussy power, I would be getting, like, a stat boost, you know? Like, I would be getting, like, +5 cunt points, +8 serve points, you know? Things like that.
I think you're inventing a gacha game.
I should.
No, you shouldn't.
Force people to gamble?
You would be banned in Europe.
Probably. But, like, who isn't? What do you think is going to happen in 2023?
Horrible, unspeakable things.
Any predictions?
I think Pandora's box is going to open and the world's going to get consumed by darkness and evil beings. Malevolent spirits.
I think Beyonce is going to not release the Renaissance visuals.
That is one of the malevolent spirits.
In 2023. You know, we as the Hive, we do so much for that woman.
This is a warning to all the kids out there. Don't engage in parasocial relationships with your fave. Beyonce do not know you.
Beyonce checks up on me. Thank you. Oh my god, all those delusional people who swear Beyonce has like a secret stan Twitter account and is talking with girl.
I'm like,
come on.
Clearly don't know the person you idolize.
No. I just, if she hasn't done it already, I don't think she's gonna do it now, especially seeing as Renaissance is technically like a 3-part thing. And act 2 is supposed to come out soon-ish, I think. So like, if that releases and we don't even get visuals for the first one, it's probably not happening at all.
Yeah. Did she guarantee at any point there was going to be visuals, or are people just running away with that
theory?
She's
teased it.
Okay.
But she's never, like, said, but she's teased it. Mm-hmm. She kind of, like, mocks us for it, too.
I see.
Yeah, Beyonce's a troll. She really gets a kick out of it. She does. She likes trolling the Hive. I think that's so inspiring that the queen of the music industry, the best performer of all time, also just enjoys getting a kick out of tricking people.
She loves kicking people?
Yeah.
I knew it.
She kicks babies.
I knew it.
Beyonce.
She disliked me for real.
Beyonce and Jared, please release a joint apology statement. This is straight.
We're gonna release a collaboration album, and she's gonna be the only one doing anything musical on it. I'm just gonna be in the background being like, woo!
Yeah,
you'll be the ad libs.
Yeah. So she'll be like, no, I can't pretend to be Beyonce. That's too much.
Yeah, you're gonna end up like Birdie from Knives Out.
Fun movie, by the way.
Yeah, that was good.
I was telling Jared, I was just like really glad that they're putting camp in movies again. Like this. Oh, and then Barbie's coming out this year. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I'm gonna see Megan.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You should come with. And Ryan are gonna go Friday? See it. I don't know.
That's when it comes out. Well, January 6th. Where was Megan going, January 6th?
I don't know if we're Megan? Going on the day of, but we're definitely going sometime soon because I asked if we could.
So. I still want to see, even though I'm not, like, keeping up with the Marvel movies anymore, I still want to see the new Black Panther.
Oh, I still haven't seen that either, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's in theaters still or not.
No idea.
You know what's funny? Let's talk about movies for a second. You want to know what's funny to me?
Okay.
James Cameron had a big ol' stink.
Of James Cameron?
Director of Avatar.
Okay.
He was basically, like, talking shit on the people who said that the first Avatar left no mark and da 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 da. And then there was all these people online being like, how dare you people doubt the power of Avatar? Like, you'll see with the box office numbers and da da da. And yes, did the movie break $1 billion? Yes. Have I seen a single person mention a single detail or mention a single character name of the movie in the movie? No, not one. People, I literally have just seen this and go, the movie was good, and nothing else. It's another repeat of the first one. It causes all this commotion and then it kind of just dies off because everything about it in actuality was probably forgettable.
I'm kind of lost on, like, what the fuck all of that is. Because, like, I remember when the first movie came out, everyone's freaking out or whatever, and everyone saw it, and it, like, broke records or whatever.
But no one remembers it.
What the fuck is this? Like, it's a weird, like, military, blue people, alien planet, like, bullshit. Which is all fine and dandy. But I don't think it was, like, groundbreaking CGI. It looked so crazy real. It looked weird, like,
yeah.
And maybe that was like their intention, the art style or something, but it just looked off to me. And I remember seeing it. I didn't see it in theaters, but I saw it afterwards because I think my aunt had bootlegged it or something. And I was just like, this was what all the hype was about. And then when I found out they were doing a sequel, I was like, they're still on this? Like, and they're gonna make it a series? I don't know, girl, like, do something else. It's not my gag. Not my thing.
Speaking of bootlegs, I remember my dad got a bootleg of the movie 2012.
I used to think that was so real when I was younger.
Same.
I was an idiot. I was like, oh my god, it's all gonna end. And here we are, like, 11 years later, and I'm like, when's it gonna end,
and
please?
They made that movie, and I thought that's what it was gonna be like. But I was also a dumb kid. But they got a bootleg of that movie, and it was literally of a guy sitting in a theater recording with, like, not even, like, a phone camera. It was, like, off of a camcorder, and, like, you could see people's heads pop in the shot every now and then, and the guy would cough throughout it. He would just be, like, and, like, sometimes he would angle it, because, I don't know, maybe he was keeping it in his pocket or something.
It adds character.
Yeah, that's how I watched 2012. A lot of the audio was hard to make out.
The visuals are what's important.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was dialogue in that movie. I thought the world was just ending.
That movie was so bad.
Yeah. I didn't see Moonfall, but similar.
What is Moonfall?
It's like a moon-based apocalypse, and there's like climate undertones. I haven't seen it, so I don't know the full synopsis, but that's from what I could understand of the trailers.
I don't know her. I'll have to
It's Jennifer Lawrence.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll find it. Or is it Skyfall? I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Skyfall is the James Bond movie.
Oh, yeah.
The one that Adele did the song for. You know, that one.
This one, you know?
Have literally never seen that movie in my life. I've never... You're literally making this up right now. That's not real.
I actually did make this up, and I'm doing a ruse. This is a ruse.
This is... You photoshopped that.
I did. Let me find... Because her hair looked funny in this movie. Let me find it. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Two separate movies.
Okay.
Don't Look Up is the one with Jennifer Lawrence.
That one I've seen.
Okay. And Moonfall is separate.
What is that?
The moon is crashing into Earth.
Who is in that one?
I don't fucking know. Some guy. It looks like the guy from The Conjuring.
Oh. But that's probably why I've never heard of that movie.
Yeah, this makes more sense. I conflated the two. My bad.
Wow. Look at me being right. That's not me being right.
That's both of us being slightly wrong.
Yeah. Point? Where was it?
I don't know. We just talked.
Yeah.
I was going on a tangent the other day. Was this yesterday?
Yes.
Oh my god. I was going on a tangent the other day, and I lost my train of thought like a million times, and I was just talking about like my family in general for like probably 30 minutes straight.
Jared was giving me like a play-by-play
it was of, like, literally some like
family gatherings.
It was like a biography.
It was so good.
And the point wasn't even about my family. I was talking about something completely different. So, like, that just goes to show the power that I have.
Yeah. But it also goes to show how distracted we get.
Yeah, all the time. And y'all know this firsthand.
Is that a resolution that we should make?
I think medication would be required to fix that. So, yeah. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
That's true. Maybe that's a good idea for me, though. Maybe, you know?
Perhaps.
Mayhaps, because I do be talking a lot. Any other exciting thoughts for 2023? Anything you're particularly looking forward to?
No. 2023 is another year, and I'm just trying to survive.
Yeah.
But 2022... Any final words to her?
Fuck you. you know, officially, as it's known, as you know, they're trying to make it known, you are like the end of the pandemic era, allegedly. Not really. It's still here.
Yeah.
But like, you know, so many people like to believe it's gone, but whatever. Mm-hmm. It's besides the point. 2020 to 2022 in general just felt like one very long year. I will say this is the first time it's felt like a new year in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because for that 2 year stretch, everything was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good, enjoyable time. Only bad things happened, if we're being real, for the most part. I mean, obviously there was good sprinkles throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
But like overall, it was just like, look, when I'm older and looking back at life, I'll be like, what the fuck was in the water those years, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
ketamine.
Nothing normal was happening. Like, A, the pandemic happened, obviously. Then the insurrection happened. And then you just, like, Andrew Tate happened. Ugh.
I'm still seeing people, not just on Twitter, on TikTok, on fucking, like, what's the other social media I use? Twitter. Instagram.
Oh.
Being like, Andrew Tate isn't a bad guy. They locked him up for other reasons. He's not actually a sex trafficker. Or worse, I've seen people being like, sex trafficking isn't even that bad. And I'm like, y'all are beyond saving. We need to gather you all up and just send you somewhere else. You need to like go to a separate planet where you can just be toxic and misogynist and, you know, have giant circle jerks every day, because I know that's what they really want.
Those people are, like, so in deep, and it's just so weird. But, you know, Mr. Tate really... No, I can't call him Mr. He doesn't deserve that. Andy here really did it to himself, boy, oh boy.
Yeah,
all because he wanted to dunk on Greta.
A teenager who dunked on him.
But he swore he wasn't mad, though.
You know? Of course not. He would never get mad. The funny thing is... This is becoming an Andrew Tate podcast. The funny thing is, he's got a weird like, I was just talking about parasocial relationships. He's got a weird parasocial relationship with his fandom because they fucking worship him like he's, like,
a god.
God on earth, like the Messiah or something.
I'm gonna say it. Cult.
It's culty, but the funny thing is that they are actually submissive cash pigs.
Yeah.
And they are into his...
And they
his,
don't realize it.
Yeah, they don't realize it. They're into his, like, alpha male rhetoric. They feel like they can become like him one day. But at the end of the day, they're a bunch of, like, sad, lonely men who are probably incels who see a guy who gets, like, money and women, and they think that he's, like, better than everybody else, and they worship him. And I don't know how deep you've gotten into, like, the Andrew Tate rabbit hole, but he has, like, a Discord that you have to pay for, and he's got a bunch of willing, like, payers who just, like, go on there for tips and advice that's not even from Andrew Tate. He has his moderators do all of that shit for him. So he's running, like, a scheme by preying on these men who are, like, sad and they want guidance, but they're, like, so misguided and stupid that they, like, pay Andrew Tate money to teach them about how to be a man and how to get women when clearly it's not working, because why are you paying for a Discord every month of your life?
Yeah.
And you're still alone and sad and worshiping a man on the internet that you've never met.
What's not clicking?
What's not clicking? Like, you're a submissive cash pig and this is your alpha male dom.
Now, I will say, I myself would like some I mean, hey, we've all seen that video of the guy kissing the boots and handing over, like, $700 in cash.
That's Andrew Tate and his fans.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but also deeply sad, because those fans go on to be, like, rampant misogynists in society, and they could probably commit violence against women, so.
Yeah, which is not fun to think about.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of them are very capable of doing so.
Right. And the crazy thing, too, is, like, a lot of them are underage right now, but as they get older, they're going to still have this, like, mentality.
Which is crazy, 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 crazy. Like, why are kids talking like this?
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Again, they're worried about kids learning about gay topics or anything like that in school. But they're openly fine with their kids sounding like Andrew Tate.
Yeah, and being, like, a misogynist and oddly sexual. Because all Andrew Tate talks about is, like, pussy and sex and getting women and money.
And how he only wants virgin pussy.
Right. And, like, you want your, like, fucking middle schooler to be listening to this shit and sounding like him? Like, no.
That's crazy to me.
It's really bad.
That's crazy to me. Do better, parents.
Yeah, do better, parents. Y'all need to actually, like, care about what kind of person your kid's going to develop into, and have them contribute to society in a positive way instead of being, like, a menace.
I'm not also trying to drag parents, but I saw this TikTok the other day of a mom being like, wow, this generation of kids is always on their phone. And it's just like, someone stitched it and was like, you got her the phone.
Yeah.
Like, everyone complains about this iPad generation, but it's just like, y'all are getting them the iPads.
Right.
Y'all are getting them the phones.
Right. Who's raising the kids?
Like, hello.
People shift blame all the time for everything, but it's especially true in, like, intergenerational, like, context, because older people always like to be like, this generation sucks, you're stupid. But it's like, who raised us? Your generation. We're a product of what we came from.
Yeah.
And the world's also a product of the people we're becoming. So it's like, if anybody wants to complain, it's like, us. We're the ones who were raised in this, and we're trying to, like, change the cycle. The next generation's got to be different. So that's why a lot of us are going through those growing pains of, like, doing things differently.
Yeah.
But I anticipate nothing but the worst. That's just how I think, so. I like to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Do we think there's a chance of the apocalypse happening in 2023?
Not quite, but I do think that the climate stuff is going to get worse.
Oh.
Because they're already having record temperatures in places that they've never been that hot or cold before. Crazy snowstorms, crazy natural disasters, all that stuff. Water's rising.
Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, I know you're out there. Please, for the love of Christ.
It's more just like, can we have people with actual political power do something about this? Because y'all have been skirting around it for years and years, and it just keeps getting worse. Like, remember when Ted Cruz was fucking Escape Texas in the middle of a horrible snowstorm and everybody... went to,
like, the fucking tropics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, a perfect representation of, like, the people sitting in the White House.
Fuck Ted Cruz, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, fuck Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to add to that.
Yeah.
Third of all...
I don't have anything. Yeah.
Fuck Ted Cruz.
I don't think full-on apocalypse. Yeah. I think that's probably going to be another, like, 10 years.
Yeah! Hooray for my 30s!
So fun, so fresh.
Oh my god, imagine, like, I'm gonna be 35 and fighting in a war for water. Crazy, right? And, like, technology will have, like, run out, so we're, like, fighting with spears and stuff again. Ooh,
see, I would have a chance then. I don't know how to use a gun, but I could use a mean spear. I could use a mean baseball bat. Bitch, I'll use a 2x4 if I have to.
I'll be the high femme bitch using a very big weapon that she has, like, no right using. You know, like...
lollipop chainsaw.
Yeah, Amy Rose with the hammer and things like that. You know. I'd slay some bodies in the war. No, I wouldn't. I'd probably be first to die.
Yes, but I'll still get you a Buster sword.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll bring it to the war. I'll see you there on the battlefield. What if we were on separate battle? Fight crew, let's go.
You're just describing Fire Emblem. I'd be like, oh, I have to go to the Charlie unit and press talk so that they join my side.
Oh, wow. I would join your side.
My side would be fighting for the plants. Yeah. Poison Ivy would be the leader.
Yeah. Why would I be fighting the opposite side? Maybe I was brainwashed.
You were either brainwashed or the other person is, who's the lady from Mamma Mia? Meryl Streep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. You did it. Oh, my God. I'm proud of you.
It took me a second.
You got it, though.
I almost said Gwyneth Paltrow, and I was like, that's not right.
That's
can't.
The goop lady.
Yeah, that's the goop lady. She's got her vagina candles.
She voted for Rick Russo.
Yeah, I know. A lot of LA celebrities did.
You know who I'm most disappointed who did that?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh my god, Snoop Dogg did?
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Ooh. Again, you don't know your idols. Don't sit here and be like, oh my gosh, they would never do this. They will betray you.
I'm not gonna lie, I still listen to Snoop Dogg.
No, whatever you want. I'm just saying, idolizing celebrities is not the vibe.
Yeah, because, and then the Kardashians endorsed him too, which is, like, not surprising, but, like...
it's just so stupid.
He still lost. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, good. Now you all look,
like,
idiots.
All the actual working class people who, like, have lived here their whole lives actually give a shit about making the city better.
Yeah.
Gentrification is a problem. I like how this is, like, the 2023 fucking podcast, and I'm just, like, shitting on the government.
They deserve it.
I have a lot of pent-up anger towards society, clearly.
Yeah, we live in a society. What more can we say?
We live on the margins of a society.
We live on the margins of a society. What more can we say? I don't know. 2023, all I can ask is, like, please be at least, like, semi-decent. Please. I'm not asking for a lot here. You know, just, like, not go that far. But, yeah, just be kind to me and be gentle with me, please, because these last few years were a lot. Very traumatic. And dramatic, too. I'd like to avoid as much of that in the future as possible. Please and thanks. Okay, I don't know if I'm talking to, like, God at this point. But, like, hey!
How y'all doing? I would like my tax return.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm looking forward to right now.
I have yet to file, probably because it's not open yet, though.
Yeah, I have yet to file, too, because it's literally still the first week of this year. But yeah. I will get it done as soon as possible, and I will get that fat check in my bussy.
And we will be seeing Megan on January 6th, so you can't question where we were, because we were at the theater.
Imagine there's another insurrection on January 6th. They're like, round two!
Knowing them, though, I wouldn't doubt it. If we're predicting this right now, that's crazy.
Yeah, if we're predicting it, pay us. Because we're psychics.
money.
Pays well, technically, money. Charlie's the psychic. I'm the assistant.
Yeah, you're the assistant who's smart, and I'm just the psychic.
The irony.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I saw this, and you're like, got it.
I see.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening this week, guys. Happy New Year.
Will we record another podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually. You'll get it when you get it. If they turn into like a once a month thing, don't hate us, because that could also work for us.
These kids are always asking for more. First, I give them a podcast once a week, and then they're like, well, you're not doing it weekly anymore. And then I'll be like, okay, I'll do it twice a year. Is there a problem?
This is like the fourth time we've recorded one recently, but then I realized it's the first one of the year.
Oh, should we split the seasons?
I split the seasons when we got back.
Okay, so what season are we on now?
Four, technically.
Four? Yeah. Oh my god, wait.
Yeah, our contracts went up, guys.
We've been doing this for years.
Like 2 years. Since the pandemic.
Yeah, since the panty started.
Yeah, I don't think we've hit near 100 episodes or even near 50 yet, but... We've done a lot of episodes, though.
We'll get there. And then people will be so tired of us, and I can't wait for that day.
Me too. Get ready to be sick of me. All right. Bye, guys.